That stimulus that we keep talking about, is it going to happen? And the bigger question, should it happen? Let's talk to Stephen Moore about it. He joins us every Monday, and he joins us right now, the senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks and also a visiting fellow at Heritage Foundation. Stephen, thank you so much for coming on with us again. What's your best bet here? Is it going to happen? Is there going to be a stimulus? And then you can tell me why it should or likely shouldn't happen.
Well, first of all, I mean, you gotta just marvel over the chutzpah of Nancy Pelosi, you know, presenting the president of the United States with an ultimatum, like, you've got 12 hours to come up with a decision or I shoot the hostage. You know, I mean, that was really,
which would be the American people.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I hope not. Look, I think this economy is really good right now. You know, we've got the unemployment rate down to below 8%. There are still certainly problems with the economy, but they're not the kind of problems that a massive government spending bill can solve. You know, we've got we're going to get a really, really strong number for the third quarter GDP. You know, the sales numbers were good and the spending numbers were good for consumers that came out last week. Housing is strong. Construction is strong. So I just don't really see the need for it. And by the way, I don't think another $2 trillion lopped onto our national debt is a great idea. I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, but, you know, we've been borrowing, you know, the deficit's going to be already $3 to $4 trillion this year. Do we really want to add another $2 trillion on top of that?
Yeah, no thanks.
Stephen, I watch polls like crazy, and some of the ones I've been seeing lately have been surprising to me, especially in the middle of recovery from this pandemic, economic shutdown, that consumer confidence is high right now, and small business owners are confident right now. I was hoping you could explain that to me.
Yeah, by the way, you're right about both of those things. Small business confidence, by the way, is higher today than it was any time in 8 years that Obama was president. Think about that. Wow. That's amazing. You know, you're right. In 6 months into a pandemic, that's an incredible statistic. Consumers, you know, rather than looking at their, you know, with what they say to pollsters, just look what they're doing, and they're shopping again. You know, the numbers were strong, really surprisingly strong for the amount of money people were going out and spending. And that means they're going back out to restaurants, they're going back out to shops and stores, and, you know, that's a very healthy thing for the economy. And so, you know, this debate that's coming up is really critical. I mean, Trump has got to be presidential. He has to make the case to the American people that he's the steward of the economy that they want. I think most people generally agree that, you know, Joe Biden would not be a very good steward of the economy. But I think he's got to make a very forceful case of this because he's down in the polls. But gosh, you know, he's not down in the polls as much as the liberals. I mean, my goodness. I mean, Biden's people are basically measuring the drapes in the Oval Office. Yeah. Remember when Hillary was doing that 4 years ago?
Yeah.
That didn't turn out too well for her. So
those
I was just, I got to tell you guys, I was just in, I was in Florida over the weekend. As you know, Florida's a key battleground state. It's an absolute must-win state for Trump. And everywhere I went, you know, Trump signs everywhere. And, you know, it's interesting. We knocked on some doors, and one of the things we found out is, if there is not a Biden sign in front of a house, that means that's a Trump voter. Because we would knock on some of those doors, and the people would, you know, whisper to us, "Yes, I'm going to vote for Trump." But they didn't want to let, you know, to get an egg thrown at their house or something like that. So this is going to be an amazing election. And no, the answer to your guys' question is no. I just don't think spending another $2.5 trillion, and I think, you know, mm-hmm. Pelosi wants $400 billion for New York and California and Illinois and New Jersey and, you know, Connecticut. And that's just not fair to the states that have already balanced their budgets.
Stephen, we call that whispering thing here on the Andy Frye Show the Wiggins effect. People always whisper to me that they like Ryan Wiggins, and I'm always like, why won't you say it out loud?
You know what? Stephen Moore always tells me I ask him good questions, so I'm just going to hang my hat on that.
Yeah, every time we get done talking to you, Stephen Moore, Ryan's got to talk about how, when you say, well, that's
a great
question.
By the way, I call these the undercover Trump voters, you know, the ones who are not showing up in the polls, but they in the polls, you know, the opinion polls, but they show up in the voter polls, and those are the ones who will carry Trump to victory. I mean, look, right now I really do believe it's a toss-up, and I see these, you know, people on CNN, 90% chance that Biden's going to win. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're the same people who said 90% chance that Hillary Clinton was going to win.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you that, though, because you're 100% right about people not really wanting to broadcast their support for this president. You know the president personally. We don't. We only see what we see at the rallies and read what we read on Twitter. But you know this man personally, and you support him publicly, and you've criticized him too for things when you felt as though that was necessary. But what is it about President Trump that, with your personal connection with him, what is it that you know about him that you wished that these other Americans who were whispering their support, if even, what do you wish that they would know?
Well, let me say that I've always said this. I say this in my book, Trumponomics. There is a good and a bad and an ugly with Donald Trump. I mean, he's a complicated person, but he is a good man. Sometimes his antics and behavior is a little bit juvenile, and I think that rubs a lot of people the wrong way. But I think the thing that I admire the most about Trump, and I think this may be obvious to your listeners, so I hope it's not insulting, because it is a pretty obvious point. This is a man who truly does put America first. I mean, it's not just a slogan with him. Every decision he makes is, how will this affect working class Americans? And one of the things that disappointed me in that debate, the first, you know, catastrophic debate, and it was a bad, bad debate. It was a bad performance. I told him, he knows I'm mad at him for that debate. But, you know, the last question was, what are you most proud of, you know, as president? And he said something about putting good people on the court. And that, you know, that was fine. That was something you certainly should be proud of. But that is not the thing that, when I talk to him, he doesn't say that. What he said to me so many times is, what I'm most proud of is what I've done for minorities in this country. You know, and we brought the unemployment rate down to the lowest level ever for blacks and Hispanics. Biggest income gains for blacks and Hispanics. He wants to give millions of black and Hispanic low-income parents school vouchers so they can go to good schools. He did the civil justice reform to let nonviolent criminals, you know, who were maybe drug users, out of jails, to give them a second chance in life. He's very proud of that, justifiably. And I have to tell you, he is very injured by and really hurt by this talk that he's some kind of racist. Mm-hmm. He's not a racist. I mean, I look at the people who are around him, who are blacks and Hispanics. They love the guy. So he treats people very well.
Stephen, you mentioned that you told the president that you didn't like his debate performance. That amazes me that you've got that relationship with him. Going into this next debate, do you know that he's preparing differently, or that he's going to strike a different tone, or does he prepare really at all?
I sure hope so. I mean, the one thing I've learned about Donald Trump is Donald Trump is going to do what Donald Trump is going to do. You know, I mean, you can give him advice, and sometimes he follows it, and sometimes he doesn't. But you know, he's going to be Donald Trump, and so, you know, he has that personality that sometimes people think is abrasive, but I think a lot of Americans really understand that he's a guy who does put America first. To answer your question, I sure hope so, because, you know, sometimes it, like, I'm a sports fan, and I almost like it better in the fourth quarter when my team's down a little bit by a few points than up by a few points, because I feel like, I'd rather be down, 3 points in a football game than up 3 points, because, you play harder. And I think that's one thing about Trump. He rallies. He's a winner. This guy is a winner. And I just laugh. Right? I want the liberals to say, oh, yeah, we got it all wrapped up. We're getting ready for we're putting together our transition team and so on. And, you know, good. Let them play like that, because I think Trump is the come from behind kid. And, but in terms of what he's going to do in that debate, I can't predict. But I think, you know, what he's got to do, apart from his just behavior, I hope he's not rude, because he was rude to Biden. And I think that rubbed people a long way. But I think he's got to set down the course and say, look, I rebuilt the American economy. The economy was not strong under Biden. It was weak. It was weak. It was a bad economy. He took over and created an incredible economy. And then he could say, look at where we are today. We're way, way ahead of where anybody thought we would be. We're way ahead of Europeans. You know, I am rebuilding this economy. You all know that I can do this. And you know that Joe Biden is not the right man to do it. So it's the economy. It's our pocketbook. It's our life savings. It's our retirement accounts. It's the jobs for us and our children. And just lay it out there for people, saying, I want lower taxes. I want to save our oil and gas industry. I want to have, tougher trade deals with China and so on. Biden's on the opposite side of that. Really lay out the contrast.
Stephen Moore, always a pleasure to have you on here. And it's so refreshing.
Oh, I got to tell you. I got to tell you a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't add Ryan Wiggins to the end of that. Man, every time Ryan asks you a question and you go, oh, that is such a great question, Katie and I have to hear about it for a week until we come back on here.
Well, he does. Yeah. He gets to the heart of the matter.